Dear fellow redeemed, a portion of scripture for our meditation this morning is recorded in the book of Romans, chapter 7, we read verses 22 through 25, the Apostle Paul is speaking. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Dear Lord, these are your words, and therefore they are the truth. We ask that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Please be seated. You've probably heard the saying, give a man a fish and he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish and he eats for a lifetime. Now, there's a lot of wisdom in these words. There's a lot of places in life where we can apply them. But for the Christian, I want to argue that it's more the case that we need to be given a fish every day. Let me explain. It certainly would be nice to think that when we become Christians, when we repent of our sins and we receive God's grace and forgiveness through Christ, that someone could teach us and we could learn to achieve sinless perfection. That we could have self-sustaining holiness and sanctification every day for the rest of our lives. That would be nice, but unfortunately, it can't happen. Why? Because we have our lingering sinful nature. Until Christ returns again, we are going to have that sinful nature with us, dragging us back into sin. This is the frustration that Paul is expressing in our lesson today in Romans chapter 7. You can almost feel the frustration as he writes the words. He is talking about how as Christians we have this ongoing inward struggle. Just a few verses prior to our lesson for today, he said, for what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Luther describes what Paul is talking about here. He used the Latin phrase, a good one to memorize, simul justus et peccata. And that means simultaneously or at the same time, justus, you think of justice or justified as a saint, et peccata, and a sinner. We are simultaneously saint and sinner. So right now, at this very moment, I am a saint. I am justified by Christ. And yet, at this very same moment, I am a miserable wretch of a sinner, capable of the most heinous crimes, given the right circumstances. And you are also, right now, you are a saint clothed in Christ's righteousness, and at the same time, you're a sinner. That sinful nature, that old Adam, still clings to you. When Paul talks about his inner man, his inward self. And he says that his inward self delights in God's law. There he is referring to how the renewed spirit in us joyfully consents to God's holy law. With the eyes of faith, understanding Christ and eternity, all those things that we learn, we can look at the commandments and we see that they are good. Can look and say, yes, it's good if I don't steal, but rather protect my neighbor's goods and property. It's good for me not to gossip, not to put the worst construction on something ambiguous that I see my neighbor doing, but rather to defend my neighbor when he or she is not present. Those things are good. Now, when Paul talks about his members, he says, I see another law at work in my members. There he's referring to the parts of his body, his flesh, that lingering sinful nature, the old Adam. And he says, and we point, and we see that our old Adam wants to sin. It does battle. He says it wages war against the new self. And so our old Adam looks at sin and it says, no, you want to steal. That way you get more. No, go ahead and gossip. It makes you feel good, doesn't it? It's especially good when you don't like the person. And so it's very easy for us to fall captive to sin once again. We plunge back downward. There are three enemies of the faith that we talk about: Satan, the sinful world, and our own sinful flesh. Today I'm talking about our own sinful flesh. Yesterday, Chaplain Molstead was talking about how the devil attacks us, Satan attacks us. And if you heard that, you might remember he said, Satan not only wants you to fall into sin, more than that, he wants you to fall in love with sin. By doing so, it's easier for us to want to let go of Christ. This is very dangerous. And the problem is that our sinful nature, it agrees with Satan. And so we have this battle going on. And I'm sure that you've had times like me where you get so frustrated. You stumble back into sin, and maybe you had thoughts like, boy, how long have I been a Christian for? For me, it's decades, and yet I still fall into those sins. So frustrating. We want to cry out like Paul, and it's good when we do. What a miserable wretch that I am. Who will deliver me from this body of death? And that's really the concerning part at the end there, the body of death. If my sinful nature, if it takes over, if it gets control of my life, that will be the result, condemnation. It will be death, eternal death. We are thankful that Paul so quickly answers his own question here. Who will deliver me from this body of death? He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's an interesting question to think about. Who is the most miserable, wretched person to ever have lived? First, you might think of names like Hitler or Stalin, murdered millions of people. But surprisingly, 2 Corinthians gives us a different answer. It talks about Jesus and says that Jesus became sin. Jesus became sin for us. There was a moment in history when Jesus was crucified, where he became sin. At that time, he was the most miserable wretch on the earth. And he received full condemnation for all of our wretchedness. And it wasn't just theoretical. He really had that wretchedness from you and from me in himself. He was condemned. But that is how he delivered us. In his resurrection, he is the first fruits of all the living. And that's why Paul can say just a few verses later at the beginning of chapter 8 of Romans, he says, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I want you to consider a farm where there is a pig and a sheep. And one day, they both fall into a mud pit. Well, the pig happily wallows in the mud. It really enjoys being in that filth. That's its nature. But for the sheep, it's a different story. It claws and it cries out. It desperately wants to escape from that mud. That's not where it belongs. Dear friends, dear Christian friends, you are like that sheep. You have been redeemed in Christ. You have been clothed in his white robe of pure righteousness at your baptism. You have been given his name. You are part of his family now. We don't have a pig's heart, so to speak, anymore. No, we want to continue in that life of redemption. And so, I return to my original thesis. We need to be given that fish every day. Every day we need repentance and we need to hear those words of forgiveness in faith. And we continue to fight that good fight, knowing, reassured, that there is now no condemnation for those of us in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have sent your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh, that he might overcome the devil and defend us poor sinners against the adversary. We give thanks to you for all your merciful help, and we humbly pray you to attend us with your grace in all temptations, to preserve us from carnal security, and by your Holy Spirit, to keep us in your word, in your fear, that we may be delivered from the enemy and obtain eternal salvation through the same your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you always. Amen.